Nanaia Mahuta kindly joins us for a kōrero today. As always, a pleasure to have her with us. She's a busy wahine, of course, nowadays, with her roles internationally and also local government, etc. So it's really great that we do get some time to have a yarn every now and then. Thanks for your time today, Nanaia. Tēnā koe. Thanks. Can we acknowledge two wahine at the helm of regional councils and both of them quite young women? I say that, I think that Tui up north, well, early 40s, and our Tuahine down there in Hawke's Bay is actually not even 40. So these are milestones. And then we've got the strange situation where more wahine are in the big house than men.
Yeah, look, this is a positive innovation. We've got Tui Shortland in Northern Regional Council, Hene Wai Ormsby in the Hawke's Bay Regional Council. We also have a number of Māori women in my own council. We've got five Māori women representing. So, and then just overall, with the increased Māori representation, it's a good sign for local government and the influence that Māori can have in an area where they have been locked out for so long. So, look, I'm looking forward to a very exciting term of change, new conversations, and new opportunities to increase and improve the understanding of Māori communities within the broader context of what's good for New Zealand. In Parliament, with Soraya Peke-Mason coming in, we're now at a 50-50 level of representation between women and men, and that's a long time coming.
What difference do you think it will make?
Having greater inclusion of women around the decision-making table naturally changes the tone. Women are always thinking about the whānau and intergenerational impacts, often the environment, the well-being of our people. It changes the tone and emphasis on how we might look to seek out new opportunities, but also respond to some pretty challenging situations. And it can only be a good thing.
Thanks, Nanaia. You made a trip to Kawhia. Obviously, it's part of the hood, and you know, all Tainui people have such a strong connection there. But I get the feeling that you were there as part of the launch of the waka maybe over the weekend. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, it's been a whole week and a bit of celebration. It's the second of its kind. The first one was in Tauranga. A whole heap of young people came to Kawhia to be able to learn and celebrate about waka haurua, our navigation traditions, our stories, our histories. And there were waka from across the motu there sharing their expertise. And I got invited to be a part, obviously because it was in Tainui, to be a part of the weekend events, to join in some of the conversations and workshops, but primarily to listen as well, because there's just so much happening in that space. So they, during the time I was there, they had fashioned a waka, which they launched on Monday. A lot of knowledge being passed down, very exciting time for the waka haurua grouping of interest across the motu.
Have you met with Wayne Brown, Nanaia? I noticed an article suggesting that you were to meet. Has that occurred yet?
Yes. I met with Mayor Brown yesterday, and we discussed a range of issues in relation to his priorities as mayor and what he wants to see, but also our shared ambitions in terms of central and local government. He also expressed some of the concerns that long-standing concerns that he's had in relation to the way in which Auckland's growing. And our, you know, we both shared our views around the ongoing pressures on Auckland residents in terms of cost of living. So it's just a lot of things that that we discussed.
You reckon you can get a working relationship with Wayne? He's a bit of a polarising character from all accounts.
Oh, look, notwithstanding characteristics, people who put their hands up to serve want to do the best that they can. That does require working with others. and I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to have a good working relationship with Mayor Brown.
He suggested that he'd like to devolve more decision-making powers to community boards and even mana whenua interest groups. I was hoping to talk with David Taipari from the Independent Māori Statutory Board. He was either had something on or balked. I'm not quite sure. We'll find out soon. But what do you make of that suggestion? And rather than having all decisions that affect our people on a day-to-day basis made from, you know, Albert Street in the city, that it's shared out responsibilities to do a lot of that mahi with community and local boards. Therefore, we're hoping more Māori representation through mana whenua perspectives. Does it all follow together from your read?
Well, look, firstly, I want to just acknowledge Karen Leone, and she's the first Māori woman to be elected to Auckland Council, Ngāti Pāua, so hauraki, and also my understanding is the only mana whenua representative on the Auckland Council board. That's the first thing. What if it is the intention of Mayor Brown to strengthen and devolve greater responsibility to local boards, he can do that under the current setting. I think one of the things that he's also mindful of is building a team. So, you know, all these conversations in my mind for the council are opportunity in front of them. And if Mayor Brown wants to achieve the things that he has said he wants to achieve, as I said, it requires working with people. So looking forward to those conversations materialising themselves in some actions as well.
Do you feel like you've got a target on your back? The New Zealand Herald seems to want to get at you or to you in this ongoing investigation, which you've already said to us before, that you declared a conflict of interest right from the get-go here. But the disparaging comments directed towards your seemingly involvement in some appointments this time around with a niece, with her pōpua, something I picked up a couple of days ago. I mean, what's up here in the Nile? Are you getting used to people wanting to, sully your reputation, if I could use that term?
Yeah, look, there's a process to deal with all those issues, and that's with the Public Services Commissioner, Peter Hughes, and I'm... as I said previously, I support that process. There seems to be a certain journalist from a whole other country who's just come to New Zealand who wants to make a name for themselves for clickbait effect. And, you know, I've just put it in that box, really, because, you know, again, in terms of the specifics of declared conflicts, they've been managed in accordance with the Cabinet Manual. There's a process under the that's taking place across the public sector. And to some extent, in terms of undermining credibility and integrity, my reflection is that I'm stewarding through some pretty, you know, big and transformative change. And if you can't play the ball, you tend to play the player, and that's what some people are doing. But I'm going to be focused on the issues.
Well,
focused on the issues.
You know, don't be afraid to consider defamation, because it really annoys me that our Māori kaimahi have sacrificed, you know, put a lot of work into the betterment across decades. You know, can have their reputations besmirched by allegations that proved to be unfounded, but the mud sticks because of the headline nature of the writer's rhetoric. So, like I say, reputations, trust are hard earned and easily lost. And same with the, you know, we can publish the name of a person who's been charged, even though they haven't been found guilty, but it sticks. You know what I mean? So, do you keep that in your kit as a tool? Have you taken out defamation proceedings against anyone over the years, Nanaya?
No, I've not really needed to. But, I mean, like, when I this is why going home matters so much, Dale, people can, most body around the country can see what this is, they can smell it, they know what it looks like. And so, you know, the great it's amazing for as many articles that have that's come out in the Herald. A number of people come up to me in very random places, Māori and Pākehā, just reinforcing, you know, that you know their support for me, or you know the work that they support the mahi that I'm doing and the stance that I'm taking. So, you know, you've got to have some confidence that people know what racism looks and smells like, and there is an undertone there that I've said previously that exists in some of the way in which these attacks are being undertaken.
You know that they're, I see signs all around the place, they're painting you as the Wicked Witch of Wahipa. Yes, they are. Look, all of those no three waters, say no to three waters. What they're really trying to say no to Nanaia Mahu, to the Wicked Witch of Wahipa. How do you respond to that, Nanaia?
Oh, look, you got to laugh, eh? You know, it's just, in some ways, a comedy should be written about it, or we should have had a Billy T. James amongst us who could just put it into its place and see it for what it is. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to get too caught up in that stuff because it'll distract me from doing what I know I can do and what's important.
Fair enough. Kia ora te wātu e te tuhine mō manaakitanga ki te kaupapo, whakahapai te iwi Māori. Me te hotaka pakiwaka, ira. Ngā mihi, thank you, Nanaia. And I don't think you're the Wicked Witch of Wahipa at all.
I don't know, you better ask my nephews and nieces first.
Good on you, Nanaia, thanks very much. Kia ora. Thanks, Nanaia, thank you.